Back here on KGGF, we have 9:09 on the clock, and it is time for our update from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Joining us here in studio on this kind of gloomy day, we have Candy Westbrook to bring some to sun into the room. How's it going, Candy?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Big smile, sunshine. Yes. Yesterday, there was a large bicycle group that came through the community. I don't know if you saw that. Biking all across the United States, and they were like, we just came up from the South, heat, we get here and we're like, it's cold. And I was like, you never know in Kansas, but they probably needed a little coolness, just, you know, with all the heat going on. But wow, can you imagine?
Four months
biking.
That's nuts. And probably just having like nothing really, not have to carry much, so.
I know.
Not be able to.
But you know, I wish I could do something like that just to be able to get away and just enjoy the moment, right? You know, they're just enjoying what they're seeing and doing and not having to think about the stresses of life for a little bit. So, but anyway, a lot of good stuff. First of all, last night was the legislative wrap up. And I want to talk about that real quick because it was wonderful to see. First of all, we had Representative Ron Bryce and Senator Virgil Peck giving an update about what happened in Topeka this year. Now, it was an interesting year because they had to fill so much in a short time. I mean, they had it 90 days and done. A lot of bills, so I'm not going to go through all those. But what I wanted to say was, one, wonderful for them to take time out to come and share. But also, they stayed and did probably an hour worth of questions from the audience. And then afterwards, people could come up and talk one-on-one with them, and they stayed for like another hour for that. So we were there for quite some time last night, but I know we had, I don't know the exact number because it was standing room only, 75 people at least. And so I want to say thank you to the community for showing up, because a lot of times in the past, we're like, well, no one shows up for, you know, the commission meetings or to the polls to vote or to events like this. And so we kind of get a little frustrated. The community said, hey, we care. We want to hear. We want to talk to our, you know, legislators. So that was good to see. It was also nice to see we had commissioners there, city manager. We had people on certain boards. We had several people there that are running for office coming up. And so I love seeing that. We're in a kind of an environment sometimes where a lot of things are confrontational, almost cancel culture is what I like to say. And so a lot of people are like hesitant to run for office or serve on a board. And so seeing people that are wanting to get involved, wanting to get engaged, makes me just so hopeful about Coffeyville and where we're going. And so kudos to everybody for coming out for that. So it was great. Okay, let's talk about what's been going on. Well, this past week we had our favorite Friday pick, and it was Madison. And she picked M. Cohen Beach Street Laundry. Now, one of the reasons we wanted to highlight this business, not everybody needs to go have their laundry done. So we're like, oh, we don't even think about that place. But it's not just to go in and use the washer and dryers. I drop off all my comforters because my washers can't fit, you know, those big blankets, the big comforters, the tablecloths that the chamber uses for different events. We take them, drop them off, come back the next day. They're all ready to go for us. So it's nice to have a place where you can drop off a lot of those big bulky items that you don't want to put in your own.
Or even if you don't want to wash your own clothes, they'll do
exactly.
It for you. I mean,
you're like, hey, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Drop it off. Come back and pick it up. Yeah, you're right. It's just so handy. So they're a great, great business here in town that I think sometimes we forget.
And I think they got some new dryers, too.
Mm-hmm, they did. I mean, they're like massive, big things. And they dry really fast. I know, because my dryer is probably on its last leg, and so it takes like an hour to dry a load. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
But I'm going to make it stay for as long as I can. So, we also welcomed Empower Chiropractor and Family Wellness. Did a ribbon cutting for them just recently. So they are now here in Coffeyville at 111 West 8th. So stop by and say hi and check them out. Just a reminder, if you want to get more engaged in your community, sometimes people are like, I want to get to know more people. I want to find, you know, more about Coffeyville. Leadership Coffeyville applications are open. And really, this is such a great program because it gives you a deeper understanding of everything about Coffeyville, our strengths, our challenges, what we need to grow our community. So it's a great class for that. but also just to hone your leadership skills. So we are taking applications. Would love to see a great big class this year. You can apply online, and it's at leadershipcoffeeville.com. Pretty easy to remember. Or call the chamber. We can send it to you. But we're trying to get all those in by the end of June is kind of our goal, to get as many applications as we can. And if that's not quite something you want to do, we are also taking a couple more applications for ambassadors. So we had a couple spots open up, and so we'd love to see a few more join that group. This is a way to, basically, you get to welcome all the new businesses to town. So ribbon cuttings and spotlights, our ambassadors work many of the events in town. They volunteer at those, and they're just a great connection to Coffeeville. So. Yeah, so that's going on. Okay, speaking of ribbon cuttings, there's one coming up Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m., and that's the grand opening of the tennis courts. So excited about that. They're going to have a special speaker. It's Marilyn Strickland Pruitt, which is the daughter of Clarence Strickland, big tennis, coach and player, sure, and just sure. Everything was really big in tennis here in Coffeeville. And I know this has been a labor of love for a few years, but I'm so excited that we now have nice new tennis courts and pickleball. So that's kind of the newest thing, too. So if you haven't seen the courts, come join us on Friday, the 22nd. Save the date. We do have a community celebration event coming up, and it's called Juneteenth. This is on June 29th at CCC Alumni Center, and that'll be from 11 to 2. They have several guest speakers, including our very own guest speaker, Griff Walker. And it'll include lunch and just a great way to celebrate our history and our heritage. All right, calling all golfers. The Interstate Fair and Rodeo is hosting a fundraising event. It's a four-person scramble. That'll be Saturday, June 13th at the Hillcrest Golf Course. They'll have lunch, cash, and prize payouts. And you can find all the details on the website for Interstate Fair and Rodeo or Facebook. Or again, give us a call at the chamber and we can tell you how to get signed up. But they're getting into the golfing realm. So I don't know why I find that interesting. Ag people can golf too.
That's
but,
right.
But I love it. I think it's just so cool. All right. Now, we know that this is America's 250. A lot of activities going on with that. Summer celebration plans are underway. They want to make this, you know, of course, the biggest year ever just to celebrate that 250. It's also the 10th anniversary for summer celebration. So another reason for them to celebrate. Right now, I know they are working on the car show. And so they're looking for making that a little bit bigger this year. I don't know how much bigger. It takes up a lot of space out there, a lot of cars. But yeah, they're working on that right now. So if you have new car, classic car, motorcycle, you name it, you've got it, make sure to get signed up and then follow their Facebook page. I know over the next few weeks, they're just going to be posting and lots of good activities. And I still think they're looking for just a few more sponsors. Even if you're just an individual that wants to donate, because it does take a lot to put on that big event. But I just had someone new to town that I was telling them about this. I said, ours is different. It's after the 4th of July. And they thought that was so neat because every town has a 4th of July. But I'm like, nope, ours brings thousands. It's all day long. And it's after 4th of July. So it's fun. Shortly coming up on June 6th is the 8th annual Brian Knisley,
yeah.
Memorial Derby. And so, of course, gates open at 5 and then they'll kick off at 6. It's only $15 for adults and then kids are only $5. And what a wonderful way to kick off the Derby season and fun this summer. And then, of course, the big one will be coming up for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Okay, a couple things from our members and some news before I get into the final events. Imperial Vending just sent out a reminder that they have a new line of hydration products as we're getting into the summertime. So they have water coolers, purified water bottles. They even have these quick dispenser Powerade dispensers. So, you know, if you're maybe a sports area or just want to have some Powerade, they've got that. But yeah, get a hold of Imperial Vending because now they're doing some hydration things. A shout out to Tyro Christian School as they are celebrating 40 years. They started in 1985, and then as their classes grew, so did their grade levels. So, of course, when they first started off, it was just the grade school area, and then they kept adding grades. The first senior class was in 1993, and now 40 years, and they're celebrating. So just a shout out and kudos to them. For those out there that like to do some photography, but really you don't know how to use that camera that you bought years ago, you're like, it has so many gadgets and things on it. So here, this is for you. Snapwild Photography is offering a workshop. It'll be June 20th from 9 a.m. to noon at LeClaire Park. The ticket link is on our community calendar on the Chamber website, and just go on there and get registered. Since we are now so close to summer, you wouldn't know it today, but it's getting closer. That means, of course, the park, the water park is getting ready to open. So hopefully we'll get some hot sun to warm up that water. Maybe a little bit cold at first, but it'll be okay.
That's right.
And then Hirsch's just announced they're bringing back their summer hours. So 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, except for Saturday, it'll be 9 to 2, and then they're closed on Sunday. Calling all theater people, the auditions are coming up for the Caulfield Community College Children's Summer Theater. And this one is an interesting production. It's called 15 Reasons Not to Be in a Play. I was like, what? I want to see this. It's a really fast-paced comedy. And they have auditions that are open from ages 6 to 18, and that includes students that have graduated, so as long as you're 18. And a variety of monologues and ensemble roles for all different types of experience levels, so just anybody that wants to get involved. So that's coming up. Last couple things. CRMC is looking for a new pharmacist to join their new retail pharmacy location. They have one, and they're wanting to continue to grow. And then I know we have some jobs that we just recently posted on the job board. I didn't bring them with me, but if you know somebody looking for a job, check out our website. And then finally, just some upcoming dates this weekend. So we've got the fourth and live concert coming up this Friday in Caney. I'm excited about it myself. Again, hope it doesn't rain. One year it rained. One year it was so hot, I thought I was going to pass out. You just never know with the weather.
You never know.
You never know. Of course, the 22nd is also when the tennis courts open. Also that weekend in Caney is the Caney Mayfest. So it's like car show, bouncy houses, food trucks, you know, live entertainment the whole weekend. On the 24th is a Memorial Day golf tournament out at Hillcrest. And that is also on Monday will be the Memorial Day service out at, what is that called?
Fairview Cemetery.
Fairview. I was like, yeah. What's the cemetery called?
Yeah. And then right there at the Veterans Memorial Patio, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And that's something they're continuing to work on and still working on raising some funds and to grow that area. So, but that'll be coming up on Monday. Coming up soon, we've got the Caulfield Knight Riders Workshop on the 26th, the Foot Function Workshop on the 30th. And the 30th is also the final day for the Rev Up to Riches drawings out at the casino with that Tahoe. Was it Tahoe? I forgot what it was, but a big vehicle that they're giving away. June 2nd, I'm trying to get everybody signed up in the next week or two for our AI and other time-saving hacks workshop that we're going to be doing at the Chamber. And that'll be 8:30 to 10. And really just to kind of help you. I mean, we're all like constantly doing a million things trying to go, how do I save time? So we're just going to help you a little bit, be more efficient and use technology and other tricks to kind of help you out in your business. The only one I think I missed was on June 6th is the third annual NATO Golf Classic. So the summer hospital one's coming up, Lions Club. Let's see, who else does a golf tournament? There's always a bunch, this time of year.
Yeah.
So kicks off in June. Usually you don't see too many in July, but then there will be some again, you know, in September. So that's that season. It's that time of year. So I think that is all I have.
Okay, so, Candy. Well, a lot going on here next several weeks. Unofficial kickoff to summer this weekend.
It is.
All right. So that is our update from the Caulfield Chamber of Commerce. So look forward to chatting again soon, Katie.
All right. Thank you.
And more on the way, including check out some beef industry news, then back into Open Line here on the Mighty 690.